slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1978.
This week, the Time Machine wheel stops in October of 1978. What do things look like on the coastside, and what's happening? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, diver feared drowned off Pillar Point. After 2 days of searching, a scuba diver from Campbell is feared drowned in a dangerous kelp bed near Seal Rock off Pillar Point. The man had been diving 300 yards off the west breakwater south of Seal Rock, and murder victim found in gulch on Tinnitus Road. The unmarked body of an unidentified young man was found fully clothed in a sleeping bag among bushes at the foot of the steep 20-foot ravine. Investigators suspect the man was murdered and dumped over the side of the road. And district attorney warns homeowners on burglaries. The DA's office is exhorting countywide residents to be wary of home repairmen who may have plans to burglarize them. People would ask contractors for proper IDs after a carpet layer was arrested for home burglaries. So do be careful, warns the district attorney. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Well, here we go again. The 53rd annual Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. The Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival starts with the Monday, October 13th. It's Columbus Day. And at the IDS grounds, it's the Great Pumpkin Way Off. Pumpkin growers from many states haul in their huge pumpkins to get weighed, and the winner receives $9 a pound, a huge payday. Then the following weekend, the 18th and 19th of October, we celebrate the Pumpkin Festival on Main Street, Half Moon Bay, filled with activities. Start with the pancake breakfast in the morning, pumpkin carving on both days, which is going to be at the Cunha Country Store lot. That's a new addition this year. That'll be going all day long. A costume contest, the Great Pumpkin Parade at noon, pie eating contest throughout the day, 265 arts and crafts vendors that have wonderful items to sell, 4 stages with incredible music, and over 30-plus nonprofits selling delicious food, many of the items pumpkin-infused. On Sunday, we have Made on the Coast with local artists only displaying their homemade wares. Come enjoy the 53rd Annual Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th. Keep calm and pumpkin on. There is an oil crisis with gasoline prices going up in 1978, and Japanese car imports are becoming popular. The first ever cellular mobile phone is introduced, and Space Invaders appears in arcades, launching a craze for computer video games. Gold reaches an all-time high of $200 per ounce, and the world's population reaches an all-time high of 4.4 billion. How much do things cost in 1978? If you are making an average income of $17,000 a year, you can get a new house. That's going to cost you about $54,000. Little better in the food department, though. Bacon $1.20 a pound, eggs 48 cents a dozen, and gas to go to the supermarket 63 cents a gallon. It's a great year for movies with Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Star Wars Episode 4, all box office hits. On TV side, popular shows are Happy Days, The Love Boat, The Rockford Files, and Little House on the Prairie. Our top songs for 1978 are dominated by disco sound, and this top 10 number reflects that. Here's Alicia Bridges with I Love the Nightlife.
Fixing
You know a movie is successful when its music spins off into a major hit. One of the top movies in 1978 was Grease, and this was just one of the many hits this blockbuster created. Here's Olivia Newton-John with Hopelessly Devoted to You. Until next week, for another trip in the K-H&B Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.